Greetings, everyone, from Tarbell Arena on the campus of Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Welcome to Hope College Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It's NCAA Division III Women's Tournament action tonight as the unbeaten Flying Dutch of Hope College, champions of the MIAA, take on the Warriors of Wisconsin Lutheran College, champions of the Northern Athletics Collegiate Conference. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. The Flying Dutch and the Warriors met earlier this year, and the Warriors probably came as close as anybody to knocking off the Flying Dutch. They took Hope into overtime, but the Flying Dutch prevailed by a score of 78-72. We are on the Barber Pro pregame show, and joining us, as he always does all season long, assistant coach Dean Morehouse. And, Dean, we've seen this scenario a number of times before where you get a team in the tournament, you played them in the regular season. Does this give you any extra advantage in terms of preparation for this opponent tonight?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind on that, Greg, is that it probably gives them a mental advantage in that, you know, they have got a lot of motivation to say, well, they beat us at overtime, we should have beat them, you know, let's go get them, the little revenge factor there. And, you know, we have to make sure we overcome that by, you know, doing the right thing ourselves and saying, you know, well, we're going to play better tonight. They're going to play better. Yeah, we're two close teams or wouldn't be here. So, yeah, I don't know if it gives – everybody gets so much film on each other nowadays that we played them the first game of the year, or very early anyway. So, you know, we both come a long way since then, obviously. So you have to kind of look at what they're doing recently,
right,
and they'll do the same with us.
And you talked about recently, Wisconsin Lutheran had that game early in the season against your team. They were 1-3 at one point in the season. They haven't lost since. They've won 23 in a row, and they ran the table in their conference after losing their opener to Alverno. But this is a very, very strong team.
Right, and they're very balanced. They have a lot of good players. They have height. They have a 6'3". Young lady, number 45, she's scoring 17 points a game, and I don't want to take away a lot of your stuff you're going to talk about, but 12 rebounds a game. But she is, you know, kind of a go-to player, but really she's a recipient of a lot of things like offensive rebounds, you know, for points. But she's a good shooter from 12 feet. But other players, 43 is a very good player with 10 points a game, and then 8 points a game, 7 points a game, kind of like us, where you have a high score and then you have a lot of people contributing 7 or 8 points.
Right. And we've talked off and on over the years, and I remember when we were back in Springfield in 2006 for the national championship, and I remember you talking about that team being an ensemble, you know, of like 10 or 11 players all contributing. And you really have had to dig deep this year because you lost two starters during the season with season-ending injuries. Rebecca Lawrence in December, and then more recently Angelique Gagne, who was playing so well at the point. But people like Hannah Dole, Mandy Traversa, Anna Coffin has been terrific at the point guard position, and Melissa Ruluski is giving you valuable minutes at the point as well.
Absolutely, and you talk about an ensemble. If you're thinking of the orchestra, you have players that play first chair and players that play second chair. Well, our second chair people at the post position at the point have had to step up and play the number one chair. And then the people who were playing, like Melissa LaRue, have had to come in and play a point guard, which she's very capable of, but she was playing a lot of two for us, a lot of wing for us, and so you have to fit in somebody else there. So on and on and on it goes, and we've been fortunate to have a very, very strong, resilient team that overcame a lot of that stuff all year long.
Maura McAfee has just had a fabulous season in the post position. Named earlier this week the MVP of the MIAA. She averaged a double-double in league play, and she just does so many things so well. And the thing that impresses me about her is her hands are so active. Not often do you have a center lead the league in steals, but Maura McAfee did this year.
She's got good long arms, and she's got to get those hands in the way. But, you know, Greg, she's quick with her hands, but she is so good at understanding the game of basketball when she's on defense that she almost can anticipate, and you've heard about this with other players before, two to three passes ahead of time, she just gets an inkling that it's going here, and she gets in the way, and she gets a steal or knocks it loose. So very deserving. I'm sure every coach in our league could say that they had a kid that went home in the summer and worked really hard and got better. But as a freshman, she came in, and we knew we had a super talent, But at the same point in time, you know, to go home and work as hard as she did, they all, a lot of them did, but to come back with a better shot, with a better understanding of the game, and in great, great shape, she's just done a great job. And I credit the a lot of the coaches in the MIAA for doing the right thing, because you could, you know, back when Verkaik won it, you know, she was a freshman or sophomore, but freshman, I think.
Right.
You know, coaches had to overcome the fact that, you know, let's take the labels off, and let's not take freshman, senior, whatever. Let's just vote for the best player.
Right.
And that's what they did, and they did the right thing. I think.
Yeah, and there were so many good players in the MIAA this year. I mean, the Lang and Campbell from Olivet were terrific. Brianna Verkaik became an emerging star at Calvin, had a fabulous year. But, yeah, absolutely nobody better than Maura McAfee in terms of the league this year.
And all those players you mentioned were first-team all MIAA, and so, you know, they deserve to be there, obviously. And they're excellent, excellent, very good ball players. So we had a good league. Teams got better. Olivet came on really strong this year. Kalamazoo, you know, they unbelievable. They won three games last year, and they came in, they were 500 this year. Almost got into the tournament, the MIAA tournament.
Yeah,
so it was a great league, and you know, luckily we were, not luckily, but fortunately we were able to, you know, put some things together, overcome those injuries you talked about, and we're here today.
Dean, if you can identify a couple of keys for tonight's game. It was very close in rebounding last time. Actually, Lutheran actually out-rebounded Hope in the last meeting. But what do you think are going to be the keys tonight?
Here's the big key for us. The key, I mean, it's going to sound silly to anybody that follows Flying Dutch basketball, but we must come out and play our defense the way we know how to play defense, man-to-man, the entire game, and especially at the beginning of the game. It is, you know, we've talked about, Coach Moe's talked about it a couple times this week. You know, you get into a game like this, the lights come on. We've been in a lot of big games like this. The lights have been on. And every time we've responded with a big game, that's a credit to the character of this team. Gets into overtime, the character comes out, and we've won the overtime games. But you just can't come in and feel your way through, you know, the first half or the game or whatever. You have to come out and establish who you are. And we need to come out and establish who we are with our defense all the way through the game, but especially at the very beginning, and impose our will on them. Other than that, it's going to come down to basketball. You know, rebounding, as you mentioned, is going to be really important because they are 6'3", 6', and you know, can we stick with them? Can they stick with us? Turnovers, and I always think the unbelievable thing about big games like this is there are many times by which star player gets in foul trouble.
Right.
And if nobody does, then it'll be a great game. For them as well as us. You know, I mean, they have some great players. So everybody has to not try and stay out of foul trouble, but they have to be fortunate enough to play smart and not get into foul trouble.
Right. Dean, as always, we thank you for joining us here on the Barber Report pregame show, and good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good luck. Go Hope.
Dean Morehouse, the assistant coach of the Hope College Flying Dutch, of course, father of the head coach, Brian Morehouse, and the Flying Dutch doing our passing drill right now. The Wisconsin Lutheran Warriors have made their way back to the locker room. Actually, they are coming back out onto the court right now. But when we come back, we will have more of the Barber Ford pregame show. We will talk more about these two ball clubs. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You are listening to Hope College Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 1450 WHTC, and one of two Hope College games going on this evening, the other one taking place at DeVos Fieldhouse as the Flying Dutchman host Penn State Barron in a first-round Division III men's tournament game. That game will air on our sister station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince coming up at 7:10. The Flying Dutch, champions of the MIAA this year. They are 27-0, one of only three undefeated teams in Division III. The others are Thomas More College of Kentucky and Farley Dickinson University Forum of New Jersey. Hope punched its ticket to the NCAA tournament with an 88-79 victory over the Calvin College Knights last Saturday at DeVos Fieldhouse, as Maura McAfee scored a career-high 27 points, leading four Hope players in double figures. Brittany Berry added 20 for the Flying Dutch. Wisconsin Lutheran, they won the Northern Athletics Collegiate Conference Championship. They have won 23 in a row after a 1-3 start. One of those losses was back on November 23rd to the Flying Dutch at home, 78-72. In that ball game, Megan Kelly, the senior guard from Rockford, led the Flying Dutch with 18 points. Melissa Clem had 26 for Lutheran, including a three-pointer with 3 seconds to play to force overtime. There were 8 ties and 12 lead changes in the contest. However, Hope forced 28 Wisconsin Lutheran turnovers and turned them into 29 points. And, boy, this has the makings of what should be a really, really terrific ball game. The second game in this bracket tonight has Lake Forest College out of the Chicago area. And Lake Forest will be playing against St. Norbert College from out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. So that's the game to follow from Tarbell Arena right here in this first-round NCAA Women's Tournament. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's ball game. This has been the Barber Ford Pregame Show, and you're listening to Hope College Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. It's got the tail end of the national anthem here at Tarbell Arena on the campus of Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the host of this first-round NCAA Division III tournament game. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the Warriors of Wisconsin Lutheran, they are coached by Clay Knipple in his 10th season, 191 wins, 83 losses. He has the Warriors in the NCAA tournament for the fourth consecutive year. Starting at a forward, a 5'11 senior from Spokane, Washington, Melanie Leyte. She averages 9.7 points a ball game. And another forward is Crystal Fry, a 5'11 junior from Milwaukee, who averages 5.2 a ball game. At center, the number 45 that Dean Morehouse referred to during the pregame, Kristen Schultz, a 6'3 junior from Safford, Arizona. She averages 17.1 points and 12.4 rebounds a game. She shoots 57% from the field. At one guard for the Warriors, it's Rachel Hoff, a 5'8 senior from Germantown, Wisconsin, who averages 8.7 a ball game. And the other guard, Melissa Clem, a 5'5 senior from Germantown, Wisconsin. She averages 7.9, but she went for 26 the last time these two teams played. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, coached by Brian Morehouse in his 18th season, a record of 451-76. Elite Eight appearances, 2 Final Fours, and a 2006 National Championship. Starting at a forward is Hannah Dole, a 6'1 junior from Center Valley, Pennsylvania. She averages 5.1 points a ball game. In the post, the MIAA most valuable play, Maura McAfee, a 6'1 sophomore from Midland. She averages 14.2 points, 9.6 rebounds a game. At one guard for the Flying Dutch, Brittany Berry, a 5'8 senior from Grand Rapids Catholic Central. She averages 8.7 a ball game, a dangerous three-point shooter. At another guard, Anna Kaufman, she runs the point. She's a 5'8 senior from Davenport, Iowa. She averages 8.6 a ball game. And finally, at the third guard, Megan Kelly, a 5'8 senior from Rockford, a first-team All-MIAA selection, the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year. She averages 10.5 points a ball game. Brittany Berry being introduced right now. Brian Morehouse assisted by Dean Morehouse, Colley Carlson, and Morgan Hughes. The Flying Dutch are in the NCAA tournament for the 8th time in the last 9 years. Under Brian Morehouse, the Flying Dutch are 25-11 in NCAA tournament action. They have not lost a first-round game since 2007 when they lost to Denison 82-66 in an opening round game. The Flying Dutch are the home team in this game. They've got the white uniforms with the orange numerals and blue trim. The Wisconsin Lutheran Warriors, green numerals and kind of a silver-gray look to the numbers. Of course, Wisconsin Lutheran, an associate member of the MIAA from 2001 to 2007 in football. They were in the MIAA when they were just getting their football program started. The two teams break out of their respective huddles. It will be McAfee jumping center against Schultz. The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oma Drive for the best automotive service. Hope will go left to right across your radio dial, and Lutheran controls the opening tap. With it is Melissa Clem for the Warriors. Hope will open in a man-for-man defense. Here's a three on the way. No good by Hoff. Long rebound chased down. I think it went off Megan Kelly out of bounds. And it's going to go over to Lutheran. The officials for tonight's game, Doug Clint, Keith Lee, and Megan Matthews. Lutheran will have it. The inbounds comes to Melissa Clem. She's picked up by Megan Kelly. Here's an alley-oop underneath to Schultz. Schultz backs in on McAfee, puts it up and in. Kristen Schultz got inside position there on Maura McAfee and got the basket. So Lutheran draws first blood. They lead it 2-0. Here's Megan Kelly, slashing toward the basket on the left side, puts it up, no good. Rebound battle for, and Rachel Hoff comes away with it for the Warriors. Just underway here in at Carthage College. Here's a steal by Hannah Dole. Dole's got a breakaway, and she's got a layup. Dole with great anticipation. She's a terrific defensive player, and she got the steal and an easy layup. We are tied at a deuce. We play just under a minute. Clem comes to work in the front court against Kelly. Clem on the right side comes back out between the circles. Clem loops it underneath for Schultz. Schultz doubled on the low block back outside to Clem for a three, and it's no good. Rebound batted around, and McAfee got inside position, and Kristen Schultz went over the back. Let's keep an eye on the big girl for Lutheran because they cannot afford to have her in foul trouble. The Flying Dutch with the possession. Anna Kaufman comes to work, the native of Davenport, Iowa. Became the starting guard when Angelique Gaddy went down with that ACL injury. A runner from Kaufman, no good, and the rebound to Hawk. Here come the Warriors. In the front court is Clem. Clem guarded closely by Megan Kelly. Bounce pass left side to Leyte. Leyte puts it up, no good, underneath. Schultz with the rebound, and she is tied up by McAfee. A possession arrow favors the Flying Dutch. .18:22 to go in the first half. We are tied at two. Hope with the basketball. Anna Kaufman brings it up. Lutheran opening in a man-for-man defense. Kelly has it on the right side. Top of the circle is McAfee. Now to Kaufman. She fakes the three, puts it on the floor. McAfee sets the screen. Dole has it now at the top. Now to Brittany Berry. Berry dribbles behind her back, loops it down low to McAfee. Moore with an eight-footer off the glass, too strong. Schultz with the rebound for Wisconsin Lutheran. Here comes Melissa Clem with it into the front court. Clem stops. Now comes back out between the circles. McAfee jumps out on her. Clem maintains her dribble, comes to the free throw line. She lost Kelly, 15-footer on the way. No good. Kelly with the rebound, though. And back we go the other way. Kaufman into the front court. Hope going left to right across your radio dial. Good contingent of Hope College fans here for this one. Kaufman between the circles over to McAfee. Now Brittany Berry left side. Fry's got the matchup against Berry. Here's Dole with a 12-foot jumper. No good. And Schultz clears it for Wisconsin Lutheran. One and out for the Flying Dutch right now. Here's a long pass to the front court. And good anticipation by Brittany Berry. She stole it. They were trying to get it to Crystal Fry underneath, but Berry was there to read the pass. Here's Kelly with it, or rather Kaufman with a 15-footer. No good. Both teams cold right now. Rebound Hoff. We played 3 minutes. We're still tied at two. Clem into the front court. Clem on the dribble on the right side. Clem will leave it outside for Fry. Crystal Fry with it. Now comes back out between the circles. Fry drives around, Berry to the basket, puts it up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound battle for, and it went off Maura McAfee last. It'll stay Lutheran basketball. Lutheran to inbound, baseline left, and they run an alley-oop to Schultz. Schultz loses her footing, and the ball comes loose, but it's retrieved by Leyte. Here's a three from the top, and it's good by Rachel Hawks. Rachel Hoff with a triple from the top, and it's 5-2 Wisconsin Lutheran. Kaufman in the front court for the Flying Dutch, gives it up to Berry. Berry over to McAfee. Moore puts it on the floor, drives to the basket, and she is fouled underneath. And who's it on? If it's on Schultz, that's her second. No, they called that on Melissa Clem. She was in the neighborhood as well. They could have called it on either one of them. Maura McAfee at the line for the Flying Dutch. First free throw off the back of the iron. She's been the line more than any other Hope player this year. 70 of 116 for 60%. Mandy Traversa, the freshman, in for the Flying Dutchman out of Winfield, Illinois. McAfee second, good. 5-3, Wisconsin Lutheran in the lead. Bringing it up is Clem. Checking in for the Warriors is Brittany Rohr, a 5'9 senior from Racine. And the Warriors turn it over. A bad pass by Clem. And the turnover gives it back to the Flying Dutch. Anna Kaufman brings it up. 16 minutes to play first half. Hope down by a deuce, 5-3. Kaufman over to Barry. Brittany holds it over, heading out to Traversa. Traversa, a very good three-point shooter. Here's McAfee putting up a three. That's a rare three for her. Too long in the rebound to Wisconsin Lutheran. In the front court is Clem. Clem over to Leyte. Leyte drives the basket. Shot blocked by McAfee out of bounds. Leyte tried to draw the foul on Mora, and good block. And we're going to get a media timeout here. 15:37 to go in the first half. It is Wisconsin Lutheran 5 and the Flying Dutch 3. This timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack on, healthy before and after the game. Both teams cold to start the ball game. The Warriors are 2 of 8 for 25%. The Flying Dutch are 1 of 7. But right now, Lutheran owns the glass. They have a 10-2 edge, including 4 offensive rebounds. However, the Warriors have turned it over 4 times, and the Flying Dutch have not turned it over at all. And right now, the coaches for Hope are all huddled separately from the players, trying to figure out, okay, what do we do here? And now Brian Morehouse comes in, and he's going to give his words of wisdom to his team. Of course, we got lots of MIAA tournament action going on tonight. Besides this game, the Hope men playing at DeVos against Penn State Barron, and Calvin getting underway in just a little bit in St. Louis as the Knights take on Wittenberg University. Wisconsin Lutheran will have the basketball underneath its own basket. 18 on the shot clock. We have 15:37 to play in the first half. 5-3 Lutheran in the lead. Warriors have a little trouble getting the ball in bounds, and boy, that's going to be a 5-second call. Yep, Melanie Leyte did not had difficulty getting the ball in bounds, and she took too long to get it in bounds, a 5-second violation, and the Flying Dutch get it. Kelly in the front court for Hope. Over to Traversa. Traversa can stroke the three. Here's Barry from a deep three. No good off the back. McAfee, put back good. Maura McAfee with a hoop. The MIAA MVP, here's a pass up court. Tipped away out of bounds by Barry out of bounds. Bethany Unkefer, a 5'5 junior from Phoenix, is in the ball game at the point guard for Wisconsin Lutheran. Inbounds comes to Unkefer. Unkefer being guarded by Kelly. Unkefer dribbling right to left around the perimeter, now comes back to her right. Unkefer over right side to Barr. Barr kicks it outside. Clem open for three. Got it. Check that. That's Rachel Holt with a triple. And Holt, her second triple of the ball game. And it's 8-5 Wisconsin Lutheran. Kaufman with it in the front court for the Flying Dutch. Tries to put a move on Unkefer. Drives low. Puts it up. No good. Schultz with the rebound. Back come the Warriors the other way. Into the front court is Unkefer. Leaves it for Schultz. Schultz looks for a cutter. Finds Barr. Barr drives to the basket. Puts it up. And she traveled with it. Turnover number 5 for the Warriors. Melissa LaRue, the 5'5 junior from Bradley, Illinois, in for the ball for the Flying Dutch. And also in Autumn Anderson, the 5'9 sophomore from Whalen, the two-sport athlete. In the front court is LaRue. Gives it up to Anderson. Anderson to Traversa at the top of the circle. Brittany Berry, the only starter in the ballgame. Actually, McAfee is in there right now. McAfee's got a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Schultz. Here comes Unkefer with it for Wisconsin Lutheran. Unkefer being chased by Anderson. Down low to Leyte. Leyte drives to the hole. Puts it up. Too strong. Traversa has the rebound for the Flying Dutch. Ahead to LaRue. Melissa LaRue into the front court wearing number 5. Gives it up to Traversa. Now to Barry. Brittany gets a screen from Traversa. Will try to drive the lane. Puts up an 8-foot runner. No good. McAfee had the rebound, but she's fouled. And is it on Schultz? It's going to be on Rachel Hoft. Lutheran comes up with a couple of subs. Kelly Johnson, a 5'10 senior from Milwaukee. And Melissa Clemens back in the ballgame as well. Kelsey Masteron is in for the Flying Ducks for the first time, the 5'11 senior from Novi. Here's a three-point attempt blocked. It was attempted, but picked up by Masteron. No good. Masteron again, no good. The rebound chased down by Anderson, and the hope will reset. Traverse to the top of the circle, over to Berry. Brittany puts it on the floor. Berry will launch a three, no good. Rebound battle for Anderson, gets it, puts it back up and in. Great job by the Flying Dutch on the offensive glass that time, and it finally paid off for Autumn Anderson. 8-7, hope within one, 13-15 to go first half. Clem with it in the front court, dribbling on the left side. Now comes back to her right as Anderson. Clem will put up a 12-footer for the baseline. It's good. Clem shook loose of Anderson and hit the baseline jumper. Wisconsin Lutheran 10, Hope 7. LaRue to Traversa. Now to Anderson, right corner. Now to Berry. Berry drives to the basket. Puts up an 8-footer. No good. The rebound comes out to Brittany Barr for Wisconsin Lutheran. Into the front court is Melissa Clem. Clem weaves it way through the defense. Pass. Here's Leite with a shot. No good. Rebound Traversa. Here come the Flying Dutch. LaRue comes front court. Melissa now drives left side. Pull-up jumper from 12. No good off the back. And the rebound to Kelly Johnson. Other than that one possession where Hope got several rebounds, Lutheran's been doing a good job of blocking out. Here's Clem with it on the left side. Drives into a double team. Over to Johnson. Johnson in the lane puts up a shot. No good, but she's fouled. Melissa LaRue's going to be whistled for the personal. Check that that's on Mandy Traversa, her first. Kelly Johnson will shoot two for the Warriors. Lutheran as a team shoots 64% on the season. The Flying Dutch, 71%. Megan Kelly back in for Hope. And joining her, Elizabeth Perkins, a 5'9 freshman from Lansing Christian. Fry is back in the ballgame for the Warriors. One more for Johnson. She fires, got it. 12-7 Wisconsin Lutheran, 12-11 to play in the first half. LaRue into the front court to Traversa, over to Kelly. Kelly to Masseront, now to LaRue. Melissa puts it on the floor, back outside to Kelly. Megan tries to penetrate, pull-up jumper from 12, no good. And we get a whistle and a Hope College foul. That's going to be on Masseront, and she's going to check out of the ball game as McAfee returns. Hannah Dole back in, and we're going to get a media timeout here. 11:57 to play in the first half. Let's take a 60-second break. It is Wisconsin Lutheran 12 and the Flying Dutch 7. You're listening to Hope Basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Wisconsin Lutheran with the basketball, leading at 12-7. Here's a pass by Unkefer, and it's too tough for Schultz. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for the Warriors already. Hope College has been stone-cold shooting early, just 3 of 19 for 16%. That's why they're down 5. They've got the ball right now. Hannah Dole has the top of the circle, penetrates, drives the lane, puts it up and in. Hannah Dole, who only averages 5 a ball game, right now is Hope's leading scorer with 4. 12-9 Wisconsin Lutheran with it. On the right side is Crystal Fry. Fry loses the basketball, and we're going to get a reaching call, I think, on Melissa LaRue. That's Melissa's first. Third team foul on Hope. Lutheran with 3 team fouls. Anna Kaufman will come in for LaRue. And the 5 starters are back in the ball game. Oh, I think that 4 of the 5 starters. Barry is on the bench right now as Perkins is in the ball game for Brittany. Ankefer has it on the right side, gets the screen from Schultz, dribbles toward the top, in the corner now to Barr. Brittany Barr being guarded by Perkins. Now Dole picks her up. Kelly Johnson left of the lane, having a little trouble fighting somebody, throws it right in the hands of Anna Kaufman. Here come the Flying Dutch. Kaufman ahead to Perkins. Kelly with it now. Kelly over to McAfee. Now to Dole. Kaufman has it on the right side, gets a screen from Dole. Kaufman being guarded closely by Unkefer. Coffman drives to the baseline, kicks it out in the corner. Kelly open for three, no good. Long rebound comes to Dole. And the Flying Dutch back it out. Coffman over to Kelly. Megan puts it on the floor, goes to the baseline. Pull-up jumper from Tan. Got it! Megan Kelly, our first basket of the ball game. 12-11. Hope pulls within one. We're midway through the first half here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Unkafer has it front court, has the ball, sent away by Kelly, but Johnson retrieves it. Johnson puts up a wild 10-footer, no good. The rebound by Perkins. Here come the Flying Dutch. Coffin into the front court. On it, drives left side to the basket, puts it up, and she got called for a travel. I thought she took an extra step there. Melanie Leite and Melissa Clem back in the ball game for Lutheran. Brittany Berry getting ready to check back in for Hope. Clem comes front court against Kelly. Hope has gone man the entire ball game. Clem on the dribble left to right. Clem, pull-up jumper from 12, no good. Long rebound comes out to Leite. Leite in the lane, turnaround jumper from 8, got it. Little step-back turnaround by Melanie Leite, and it's a 14-11 Wisconsin Lutheran lead. Anna Coffman with it for Hope, gets a double screen at the top. Coffman over to Dole, bounce pass down low to McAfee, more left side, off the window, too strong. And the long rebound comes back to Coffman. Coffman kicks it out in the corner to Perkins. Now to Hannah Dole. McAfee with a 17-footer, left it short, and we get a whistle and a foul, and Elizabeth Perkins got good inside position. The Lutheran fans are brewing, but she got bodied out of the paint that time. And Clay Knipple is seeing red right now. I can see the red on his face. That foul on Clem is her second. That's a potentially big foul. Inbound pass comes to McAfee over to Berry. Not a Dole at the top. Hannah puts it on the floor. She'll put up a jumper from just inside the three line. She got it. So Anna Dole providing some unexpected offense for the Flying Dutch. 14-13 Lutheran. 8:55 to go in the first half. Clem has it front court against Kelly. Clem at the top of the circle. Clem tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets rid of it to Hoff. Hoff will try a three. Got it. That's her third triple already. Now Hope's got to get somebody out on her because she's feeling it right now. 17-13 Lutheran. Kelly has it on the left side. Gets a screen from McAfee. Dole over to Coffin. Anna will try a three. Right side. In and out. No good. And two Lutheran players go down. We're going to get a Hope foul. Probably on Brittany Berry. It's on Kelly. That's Megan's first. Each team with four team fouls. 8:22 to go in the first half. The unbeaten Flying Dutch trailing by four, 17-13. Clem has it in the front court for the Warriors. Tries to shake Kelly. Now drives it all. Scoop shot underneath. No good. McAfee with the rebound. McAfee. Outlet to Coffman. Hope averaging 83 points a game on the season, one of the highest scoring teams in Division III. Dole at the top of the circle. Hannah puts it on the floor. Drives the basket. Left-handed scoop. No good. Schultz has the rebound for the Warriors. Into the front court is Clem. Clem matched up against Megan Kelly. Clem gets a screen from Schultz, rolls to the basket, but Clem doesn't see her. Now she sees Schultz's double team right of the lane. Schultz has the ball knocked away by McAfee and losing it out of bounds. Clem got the basketball and fell down, and I think she got a little help from Kelly, to be perfectly honest. We're going to get a timeout here. 7:30 to go in the first half. It is 17-13 Wisconsin Lutheran. This timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Right now, the Flying Dutch just 6 of 27 from the field for 22%. They are 0-for-6 from three-point range. Lutheran is 6-for-17 for 35%. And 3-of-5 from three-point range, all three of the triples coming from Rachel Hoff. Hoff has 9 of the Warriors' 17 points. And for the Flying Dutch, Maura McAfee has just 3 points on 1-of-6 shooting. Hannah Dole has 6 points. She's already exceeded her season average. But they Hope's got to get some other people into the flow offensively. The second game to follow here has St. Norbert playing against Lake Forest. The winners will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock local time. The Flying Dutch break out of the huddle. It's McAfee, Kaufman, Kelly, Dole, and Barry, the five who started this ball game. Inbound pass comes to Anna Kaufman, the senior from Iowa. Kaufman over to Kelly. Kaufman sets the screen. Kaufman underneath to a cutting hand. Dole missed the layup, but she gets her own board. Twist. We'll have to send it back outside. Kelly has it now. Megan puts it on the floor. Crossover drill. Pull-up jumper from Ken. That was partially blocked. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Hope basketball. Oh! Whoa! They're going to give it to Lutheran. I thought Hoff tipped it. And now the officials are going to confer. One official pointed Hope's way. The other pointed Lutheran's way. And they're getting their heads put together. Brian Morehouse is lobbying that it was tipped, and I would tend to agree with him. It is going to stay Hope ball. I thought Hoff had tipped it. Clay Knippel has got his hands spread out and talking to Megan Matthews, the official, and Hope will maintain the possession, baseline right. Kaufman looks for McAfee, can't get it to her. Gets it into Hannah Dole, back to Kelly. Kelly over to Kaufman, right side. Now to Dole at the top of the circle. Kelly has it, left foul line extended. Now to McAfee. Moore at the top. Back to Brittany Berry, down to six on the shot clock. Berry down low to McAfee. Moore turns, puts it up too strong, and we got bodies everywhere. Kelly went down, as did Hoft. And it's going to be Hoft on the personal. And that's the second one on Hoft. She's the one that's had the hot hand. And Melissa Clem, I think, might be getting ready to check in for. Hope to inbound it. Mandy traverses the back of the ballgame. McAfee gets the inbound. Puts up a 10-footer. Got it! McAfee made a little catch and shoot that time. That's five for Mora. 17-15 Wisconsin Lutheran. 6:35 to go first half. Unkefer in the front court with it for Lutheran. Ball knocked away by Kelly. Megan's got a breakaway. Unkefer gives chase. Kelly in the basket. Puts it up. She missed it. The rebound by Schultz. Great job by Unkefer to get back on defense and force Kelly into the miss. Here's a pass underneath to Barr. Barr drives left side, puts it up and in. 19-15 Wisconsin Lutheran. 6:10 to play first half. Kaufman was in the front court. Over to Kelly. Megan to Traversa. Now to Kaufman. To a cutting Traversa. Traversa drives to the hole. Puts it up. No good. But she's fouled from behind by Barr. Hope is starting to get some of its cutters open toward the basket. And it's creating some good opportunities. Mandy Traversa. Freshman from Winfield, Illinois. She went to Wheaton North High School. First free throw is good. She's been Hope's best top scorer off the bench this season, averaging 6.8 a ball game. She's a 71% free throw shooter and a 42% three-point shooter. Second free throw upcoming, good. Perkins back in the ball game for the Flying Dutch, and Kelly will sit momentarily. Hope within two, 19-17, 6 minutes to play in the first half. Unkefer comes to work against Perkins, and we're going to get a region call on Perkins. First foul on Elizabeth, 15 fouls on Hope, 16 fouls on Lutheran. The inbounds comes to Unkefer. Unkefer directing traffic, puts it on the floor in front of the Hope bench. Unkefer dribbling right to left, now comes back toward the paint, puts up a shot off the glass, it's good. Unkefer with the basket. That's her first of the ball game. And it's back to a 4-point lead for the Warriors. They've been able to lead most of the ball game so far. McAfee over to Kaufman. Anna drives baseline. Kicks it out. Over to Traversa. Mandy for a three. Yes! Mandy Traversa left open, just left at the top of the circle. Put it in for three. And Hope within one, 21-20. Unkifer brings it up against pressure from Perkins. Gets it across half court. Unkifer between the rings. Now drives left of the lane to the basket. Puts it up. Missed it. And Traversa has the rebound. Outlet to Kaufman. Kaufman pushing it up. Kaufman in the corner to Perkins. Back outside to Traversa. We're going to go foul away from the basketball. Actually, it was just a turnover. I didn't see what the violation was, though. So Lutheran gets it back. Under 5 minutes to play in the first half, 21-20 Wisconsin Lutheran. Clem with the basketball between the circles. Looks for a cutter, and we get a foul, and Crystal Fry was held by Brittany Berry as she was trying to break loose on the backdoor move. Hannah Dole comes in for McAfee for the Flying Dutch. Inbounds comes to Clem. Clem on the dribble out near half court. Clem tries to shake Perkins, can't do it. Clem still on the dribble, right side, over left side now to Barr. Barr at the top, down to 15 seconds on the shot clock. They do a lot of dribbling on the perimeter. Here's Barr working away underneath, over to Schultz, back outside, down to six, down to five. Here's a running eight-footer short by Fry, and the rebound to the Flying Dutch. Anna Kaufman has it. Kaufman ahead to Berry. Brittany has the ball knocked away out of bounds, and it'll stay Hope basketball. Melissa LaRue will check in for the Flying Dutch, and Kaufman will have a seat. Hope has started to even it up on the rebounding. They were out-rebounded 10-2 at one point early in the ballgame. It's now even at 19. LaRue gets the inbounds into Dole, now to Traverse at the top of the circle. LaRue to Berry. Brittany can't pull the trigger out. No, she will try a three. No good off the front. And the rebound by Leite. Ahead to Clem. Clem into the front court to Barr. Barr doubled on the baseline. Her pass hits the side of the rim, and it's retrieved by Leite. Leite on the baseline, underneath, scoop shot, got it! 23-20, Wisconsin Lutheran. Here's Perkins' baseline, back outside to Dole. Not a Perkins right corner. Perkins will back it out, over to Traverse, and Manny will put up a three off the back, no good. Schultz with a rebound for the Warriors. Into the front court is Clem. Clem on the dribble against Perkins. Clem gets a screen from Leite. Pass in the corner. Here's a three on the way by Barr. Yes! Brittany Barr, the senior from nearby Racine, makes the three, and the Warriors have their biggest lead of the ballgame, 26-20, and Brian Morehouse takes time with 3:12 to go in the first half. It will be a 30, and he's going to use that 30 to get Megan Kelly back into the ballgame. So right now, the three-point shooting is the difference in the ballgame. The Warriors are 4 out of 6 from distance. The Flying Dutch are 1 for 9. And Hope has never led in this ballgame. And the six-point lead for Lutheran right now, their largest. Now we can see why this team has won 23 consecutive games and why they took Hope to overtime the first time. This is a very, very good basketball team. Lutheran all-time, only 1-5 in NCAA tournament games. The Flying Dutch, on the other hand, 25-11 under Brian Morehouse, and overall, 30-12 in NCAA tournament games. A tremendous tradition of women's basketball at Hope College. Inbounds comes to LaRue. Right now for the Flying Dutch, it's McAfee, LaRue, Berry, Kelly, and Dole. LaRue on the dribble, over to Berry. Berry, down low to McAfee. McAfee in the paint, outside LaRue. Melissa will launch a three. Got it! Melissa LaRue with a three-pointer. Just her 11th triple of the season, and the Flying Dutch cut the Wisconsin Lutheran lead in half, 26-23. Here's a feed, and the pass gets away from Barr out of bounds, and it's going to be Hope basketball, and LaRue did a good job of shielding Barr away from the basketball, and so could Clay Knipple wanted a hip check foul on her. So Hope will get it back. That is 11 Wisconsin moves for turnovers. Hope has turned it over only twice so far. Turnovers haven't been the problem. The shooting has been the problem. Kelly with it left side for Hope. Drives to the baseline. Into the paint to Dole. Hannah puts it up. Rolls it off the rim. No good. Dole gets her own board, though. Back outside McAfee. McAfee with a three. It's good. Maura McAfee. Her first three-pointer of the season. And we're tied at 26 with 2:10 to play in the half. With it in the front court is Leite. Having a little trouble against Dole. There's a pass. Stolen away by Kelly. Hope 2-on-1. Kelly on the left side. Drives to the basket. Puts it up. And it's good. And for the first time tonight, the Flying Dutch lead it. 28-26. Hope on an 8-0 run. And this time, Clay Knipple wants time. And listen to the Hope fans. Well, in just a little over a minute, the Flying Dutch not only wiped out a six-point lead, they got their first lead of the contest. LaRue hit a three, then Maura McAfee, who hadn't made a three all season, hit one. And then Kelly, on just a moment ago, with a steal and going coast-to-coast for the basket to give Hope its first lead of the contest. 12 Wisconsin Lutheran turnovers right now, just two for the Flying Dutch. And Hope leads despite shooting 28% from the field, 11 of 39. Wisconsin Lutheran will have it in front of the scorer's table. The inbounds comes to Melissa Clem. Clem on the dribble. Schultz has been quiet tonight, and she's on the bench right now. Fry has it dribbling against Barry. Back outside to Clem. Barr works baseline, pass underneath, tipped away by Barry, stolen by McAfee. Here comes LaRue with it for the Flying Dutch. LaRue dishes off to Kelly. Kelly gets a screen from McAfee. Kelly, bounce pass, screen and roll. McAfee's got two. McAfee sets the pick, rolls to the basket, and Kelly found her. 30-26, the Flying Dutch and the Hope fans cheer. It's 10 straight for the Flying Dutch. Here's Clem driving on Kelly. Drives the basket. Puts it up off the window. No good. Leite put back. No good. Missed badly. Rebound by Fry. And Fry's shot misses. And Melissa LaRue has the rebound. Under a minute to go in the half. LaRue in the front court leaves it for Kelly. Kelly dribbling right side. 21 on the shot clock. 46 on the big clock. McAfee to Barry. Brittany, a deep three. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It went off LaRue last. Mandy Traversa will come in for Hope. 39 seconds to go in the half, so Hope should get one more possession before the end of the half. Clem will bring it up into the front court, picked up by Kelly. Clem comes to her left. Now to the top of the circle is Barr. Barr backs it out. Now to Clem. Clem between the circles, down to 10 on the shot clock. Kelly all over Clem. Clem loses the basketball. And here's Kelly with a breakout. Kelly drives right side to the basket. Puts it up. She's fouled. Barry got the steal and fed Megan Kelly on the breakout. It was actually Kelly that tipped the ball away from Clem. So Megan Kelly, the first-team All-MIAA selection, the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year, shooting two for the Flying Dutch. First free throw, no good. A rare miss for Megan. She's an 85% free throw shooter on the season. Dole comes in for defensive purposes for the Flying Dutch. And Kelly also an academic All-American. Second team selection, one of three MIAA basketball players so honored this year. The others being Olivet's Chelsea Seba and Kalamazoo's Mark Afari. Kelly made the second. She'll check out with 12.6 seconds left, 31-26 Hope. Lutheran will have time for one more possession. Autumn Anderson now in the ballgame for Hope. Clem in the front court. Anderson jumps out on her. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Clem forces up a three at the buzzer. No good off the back. Anderson grabs the rebound, and the buzzer sounds, ending the first half. And the Flying Dutch fans come to their feet. They struggled mightily with their shots early, but an 11-0 run to close out the first half gives the Flying Dutch a 31-26 lead over the Warriors of Wisconsin Lutheran. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have the Mike Spoval Halftime Show right here on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here at Tarbell Arena in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It is the half, and time for the Mike Spoval Halftime Show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. 31-26, the Flying Dutch lead Wisconsin Lutheran at the half, but it has not been easy at all for the unbeaten Flying Dutch. They did not take the lead until 2 minutes remain in the first half. Lutheran grabbed the early edge, and while it was fairly close, Lutheran was actually able to get out to a 6-point lead at 26-20 with about 3 minutes to go in the half. But then the Flying Dutch caught fire, and it started with back-to-back three-pointers, one by Melissa LaRue, another by Maura McAfee. That tied things up at 26. Then Megan Kelly, with a steal and a layup, gave Hope its first lead of the ball game at 28-26, and the Flying Dutch ended the half on a run of 11-0. Looking at the first half stats, Hope shot 29% from the field, 12 of 41, well below their season average. They normally shoot around 44%. The Flying Dutch are 3 of 12 from three-point range for 25%. Wisconsin Lutheran, 37% shooting from the field, 10 of 27. They are 4 of 7 on three-pointers, 3 of those triples coming from their guard, Rachel Hoff. But Hoff went to the bench with a couple of fouls late in the first half, and that not too coincidentally, that was when Hope started to make its run. Free throws, not a lot of free throws so far. Hope is 4 of 6. Lutheran has made both of its free throws. Rebounding, Lutheran had a huge edge on the glass early in the ball game. Hope has evened it out more. Lutheran has the edge 24-22, although Hope did get 12 offensive rebounds in the first half. They started to assert themselves more as the first half wore on the glass. Turnovers, a huge margin here. Hope just turned over 2 times in the first half. They did an excellent job of taking care of the basketball, while Lutheran's guards really had problems at times trying to solve Hope's defense. The Warriors turned it over 14 times. Take a look at the scoring in the contest. Rachel Hoff leads the way for the Warriors. She has 9 points, all of them on three-point baskets, 3 of 4. She's actually just slightly above her season average, which is 8.7 a contest. Brittany Barr off the bench has 5 points. Kristen Melanie Leakey has 4. Kristen Schultz, who came into the ball game averaging 17 points and 12 rebounds, had only 1 shot attempt in the first half, as Hope really keyed on her and really did a good job of denying her the basketball. She made that shot. She did have 8 rebounds to go along with her 2 points. Melissa Clem had 2 points. Kelly Johnson had 2 off the bench. Bethany Unkefer had 2 off the bench. And Crystal Fry did not score. For the Flying Dutch, Maura McAfee leads the way. She has 10, 4 baskets, 1 of them a triple, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Mandy Traversa has 5 off the bench, a 3-point basket and a couple of free throws. Hannah Dole had a surprising first half offensively. Hannah came in averaging 5.1 a ball game, and she's known much more for her defense and her rebounding than her offense. But Hannah supplied 6 points for the Flying Dutch, particularly big early in the contest. And that was really, really important for Hope early on. Megan Kelly had 5 points, 2 baskets. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Melissa LaRue had that big 3 right before the end of the half during that 11-0 run. That's her only bucket of the ball game. And Autumn Anderson off the bench with a couple points. Hope's bench played really well in the first half as Hope got 10 points and 9 rebounds from the 5-7 of LaRue, Anderson, Perkins, Traversa, and Masseron. So when we talked at the top of the broadcast about Hope being an ensemble, not being focused on 1 or 2 star players, they need as many contributors as possible. And usually when they've got 9 or 10 players contributing, that usually bodes well for the Flying Dutch. On the other hand, Lutheran only played three players off the bench, although Barr, Johnson, and Unkifer did give them 9 points off those off the bench. We've got some other games going on. Of course, coming up in just a little bit over at DeVos Fieldhouse, the Flying Dutchman taking on Penn State Barron in an NCAA Division III men's tournament opener.